It's City's number one DJ.
It's invading your eardrum.
O'Neal.
With a hottest exclusive.
O'Neal.
Worldwide.
That's my shit.
Okay.
You can't stand it, but that's my
shit. The song is called That's My Shit. It features T.I. We actually haven't had a memorable verse from T.I. in a long time, so I feel like he brought the heat here. It's a brand new one, man. Welcome to O'Neal and Cliff Central. It's a Friday today, and not only that, the special day today, we turn one as Cliff Central. Yeah!
Yeah!
Woo!
Oh, wow. Really? That's it?
Yeah.
That was so underwhelming. That was very underwhelming, actually. Do you want to try that again, guys?
Yeah.
Woo!
Whoa!
Yeah!
Wow! Wow! Wow!
Yippee!
Wow. You actually sounded like a bunch of men busting a nut at the same time.
Oh, you would know about that, wouldn't you? A bunch of men busting a nut at the same time.
No okay. comment.
So for our birthday, I decided to go and drag Titch and bring him back into the studio because every time you're here, for some reason, women just lose their minds. It turns out Titch has one of the most beautiful voices, according to women. I don't know what that's about, but yeah, Titch, how you been?
I've been good, man. It's good you found me in the dumpster, but yeah, thanks for coming by.
It's good to see you again. We also have Junior in the studio. Junior, you good?
I'm good, brother, man. I'm good, man.
All right, so the show is going to be absolutely bananas. I'll tell you who our first guest is on the other side of this.
Ladies love O'Neal.
Like your singing voice or just your voice?
Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Bottles popping down for whatever. Me and my neighbors like whatever. Like whatever, whatever.
It's about to go down. Like whatever.
Nothing less, you know the rest. Be tripping on balls while I take their checks. Why you acting hard? What you trying to flex? Wanna throw bones on your T-Rex?
New in the game, but I'm making moves. I'm a dumb designer, yeah, you know it too. Hashtag facts only. Beat bumping in your ear like it's Dre Bowman.
Bottles popping down for whatever. Me and my game in the spirit. Like whatever,
whatever.
See the meters in the distance. Like whatever,
yeah, whatever.
It's about to go.
I'm roping and doping my punches. I'm holding these fools on the bonus, defeating these foes. And every moment I pray,
whatever.
Hustle every day,
whatever.
Only guy I'm scared of, the one in the mirror. Every day I start seeing them clearer.
No, my game is super. I'm just saying, like.
Vegeta. And all these girls are thirsty, I can spot them like a cheetah. Whatever, there I spot them like a cheetah. My closet's like a car, you know the way I switch my gear.
Bottles popping, down for whatever. Me and my gang in the stars for whatever. See the meters in the distance like whatever.
I'm on Thomas and Irene, it's a killer with ease. I even took shots when my aim is to please. You might look like, but you ain't fresh as I'm is. You might house the flow, but I got the keys. Like, hi sana urango, hi sana urango. I kill every song though, bring on my dark side, Lupita Nyong'o. Y'all mad at the fact that I'm back with my style and my swag and attack. Like, Chisa, and I'm mad with raps. And I'm strapped with a Mac, that's a fact. Like, Rustenburg, Northwest, got my Kim K on. Gave birth to hip hop, I'm a crazy mom. And your wish man, you spit food for thought. Now tell me, who the game waiting on? Ran out of breath there, my bad.
Oh, man. It's my honor to introduce one of the flyest female MCs Africa has ever seen. In fact, do I even need to introduce her? You just heard her killing that verse. How you doing, Nadia?
Hi, how are you?
Cool. Pleased to meet you, first of all.
Pleased to meet you, too.
Okay, now, let me tell you what's not going to happen.
What's not going to happen?
I'm not going to say to you...
How did you start rapping?
No.
Sorry, this was the first
I'm not going to do that. Neither am I going to ask you, how do you find the industry as a female MC?
Okay.
Do you think this is the year females are going to take over? What are they taking over?
You've been confused for a while.
So that's not what we're about here. We're on Radio Unrestricted. We're going to just let our hair down.
Okay.
Which, by the way, what color is that?
It's turquoise.
Okay.
But I call it fuchsias.
Okay. Fuchsia.
Yes.
Okay,
it's my new color. I changed my hair color a lot. I've been red, I've been yellow, I've been pink, I've been blue, but I think I'm going to stick with the turquoise.
Okay. Is that a big part of your persona?
It is. It's actually quite annoying because my PR people are saying that I need to choose one color and stick with it, and it needs between brown and black. But I can't do that. I get very restless very quickly.
Okay.
So I don't know how I'm going to be able to do that. Like, when I changed to this color, they were like, no, you need to get with, like, the same colors that the Minis and Bonangs are doing. And
yeah.
I don't want to be the same as them. I don't. Okay. So it's quite difficult. But, yeah.
Now, at what point did you decide hip-hop was going to be the genre you pursue?
I think when I was 16, funny enough, I grew up in Kenya, went to high school in Kenya, and there was a hip-hop festival in Kenya.
Oh, Mambo VP. Okay, let's go.
Jambo. But I went to high school there, and there was a hip-hop festival there with Nazizi and Ware.
Okay.
Ware is a dancehall artist, and Nazizi is a female rapper in Kenya.
Okay.
And she was like, you talk really, really fast. Have you ever thought about rapping? And even to this day, I always have to make a conscious decision to talk slower because sometimes I ramble and I go too fast. But anyway, so she was like, you talk really fast. Have you thought about rapping? And then I started in Kenya, and then I guess I never stopped. Came back here, went to varsity. Started recording in my friend's dorm, and I've been doing it since then.
Is there any particular MC that you can think of who just the first time you heard this MC, you decided that's it, I'm gonna do hip hop going forward?
I can't say one particular person inspired me to do hip hop because I never wanted to follow anyone else's footsteps. But obviously, I listened to the likes of Lauryn Hill, Eve back in the day, and they were like people that I really listened to and look up to even till today. But I can't say they're the reason why I did it because it's not that. I would really say my inspiration really was from Nazizi because she literally came into my life and said, this is something that you could possibly do. And that's how I went down that road. I never would have thought about it if it wasn't for her. So,
internationally, who rocks your boat in terms of female MCs?
Of course, Nicki Minaj, come on. But I can't ever say that because people feel like I'm trying to be her. And I think it's difficult when you're a girl and you enjoy being a girl and you enjoy girl things like getting your nails done, getting your hair done, having eyelashes and wearing nice clothes and rapping like a girl, not rapping like one of the fellas. They end up saying, oh, you're trying to be like Nicki Minaj, and it's not. I'm just trying to rap like a girl, and that's what she does best. She changes her hair color. She's done everything in the world. So that's why I normally try not to say Nicki Minaj, but in my heart of hearts, she's amazing. I mean, she raps with Kanye West and Jigga, and she was the last verse on Monster, and she completely killed that song. And obviously, how could I not look up to her as a female rapper? Yeah. She's really changing the game. So,
what makes for a great verse?
That depends on the listener, I guess. Some people are into bars, some people are into punchlines, some people are into flow, some people are into funny stuff.
What
some
are
people
you into?
Quotables. I'm into. It depends on the song. Like on my personal songs, I like having fun. Okay. It's like the song that you just played. Now was like whatever. I was just like, I was just tired of people talking smack on Twitter and stuff. So I was just like, you know what? I see you all hating. It's cool. So that song wasn't about bars. That was just about me venting and having fun and changing my flows. So I did like a bit of singing, rapping. I call it sapping, on that song. But it depends. Like Amanto Mazana remix, the one I featured on with Questa and the whole gang, that had to be bars. And on top of that, when I went to the studio, Do Me From The Volume was in the booth, so it was like I had to come hard because I'm rapping with the fellas. Same thing with They Do Like I Do remix now with Questa and Reason and Tito and Ricky and all of them. So it depends on the song, but with me personally, I like songs that are just fun, that have quotables, do not necessarily have to be bars and punchlines all the time, because I'm not that rapper. But when I need to, I can, which I've shown. So
okay. Cool. I'll tell you what, we're just going to challenge you just now. Gina, can you just play something for her? And she's just going to lay a verse on top of that.
I've just rapped.
Well, you're like about to rap some more.
Yeah,
do
some
you
more.
Ask AKA in the studio to rap 100 times?
Yep.
Yeah.
Everybody who comes in here does
101. Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right.
Just let us know if you're feeling what he's doing.
Faster, can you put some dancehall into there?
What?
Can you put some dancehall sounds?
Some dancehall.
Dancehall sounds.
So something like this.
I don't know. Something like that. That's cool. Yeah. Blaze on the Piera. Faster. Blaze on the Piera. Start the new era. Rastafari, get some hot time on the ear. Earthquake shake, number 10 on the reactor. SID sick and your chick gets a beater. Meet the center stage and I fill up the theater. Fire eye, blast your eye, get some while I'm killer. Up is the lighter. This time I'm the fighter. Yeah, the dream slicer. Calypso, ripper, tiger. That's the last time I'm rapping for y'all for free.
Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
I spread the money.
So, this girl's so hot. That's why I'm trying to cool down. And when I am not, that's why you gotta move now.
Shake the soil, you know. I'm from the west, it's the place we're all, and I'm still flipping the best. Let them hate us ball, you know. Now back to the topic of the baddest. Finna talking to me because I'm in the cameras. Little rappers coming up and they're losing the manners. I'm a candy, but I cut you up with 1,000 piratas.
It's
like,
okay, I've been drinking, I've been chilling around like Bill Clinton. I've been smoking, I've been thinking, I've been Instagramming, big pimping. You already know that I'm always ready. Haters try to carry me, I'm always heavy. You know that I can lay you down, get you all sweaty. I'm the only sexy mom with a ball belly. Give you that raw jelly. And anybody cross the line has gone deadly. I've been vocal with before Nelly. I've been focused, been killing the main locals. I can make it fly, I know a little with R. Kelly.
This girl's so hot. That's why I'm trying to cool down. And when
you gotta shots when my aim is to please. You might look like, but you ain't fresh as I miss. You might house the flow, but I got the keys. Like, hi sana urongo, hi sana urongo. I kill every song though. Bring out my dog side, Lupita Nyong'o. Y'all mad at the fact that I'm back with my style and a swag on attack. Like, and I'm mad with the rest, and I'm strapped with a Mac, that's a fact. Like, Rustenberg, Northwest, got my Kim K on. Gave birth to hip hop, I'm a crazy mom. Man, you are spit food for thought. Now tell me, who that game waiting on? Sucker, sucker.
Hi. Hi. Yes. Can we make the beat a little harder, harder? A little harder, harder. Can we make it a little harder? Can we make the beat a little harder? A little harder. Huh? A little harder. Yes. Big now. Big now. When I'm big now. Yes, I'm big now, I'm big now, and I'm big now. Oh yes, I'm big now, and I'm big now, and I'm big now. Yes, I'm big now, and I'm big now, and I'm big now. I'm big now when I talk less. Kubulutenga like short gents. Sapale mali my cow less. Old rapper, oh shame. Heard you want your spot back. Put dumbbells in your pockets and wait, wait. Jonga chap, every day. Coming out to see stock fell. Getting paid, I'm like, oh yes, I work hard and I progress. I work hard and I progress. Double look saying I like sure gents. I work hard and I progress. Like the yegelu vuka nge dumplings. Ndi vuka nge omelets. Nge omelets. Oh, it's all mental, straight from the head, on Cliff Central. I've been here before, man. Happy birthday, man. It's the first year, man. We gonna hurt, man. The worst verse, man. And it hurts, man. And I heard we can curse, man. Shit, you go, man. We go way back. Shout out to Gareth Cliff. Can I have a spliff? No, chief. I just said that to rhyme, chief. Yonkindo e right, chief. Yes. Chilling out here on idea.
All right, we're hanging out with Ifani. If you haven't figured that out by now, a record breaker.
Yeah, man.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
I hear you went gold in one day.
On the first day.
What?
Gold on the first day of release. Is different from gold in one day.
Okay, okay.
Yes, yes,
okay.
Yes. I just don't want people to have different ideas out there, you know. I'm not trying to brag or okay. Be bigger than I am. It took a lot of hard work. It didn't happen in 24 hours. You know, people blow overnight.
Yeah.
And overnight takes 10 years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So certainly. It was hard work, my man. It was really hard work.
So tell me, what makes this album special?
What makes this album special is where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it came from a point where I had lost everything. They came and broke into my house and stole everything. I mean, like all my music. And if people know me, I have 4 albums that I'm delivering.
Yeah.
You know, as my career. I've been making these 4 albums at the same time. So when I dropped the first one, I would continue working on the other three. So I was working on the other three when they got stolen. So that means nothing to offer this year. And I had to start from scratch. So when I was starting from scratch, I said to myself, I need to make myself feel better about everything I lost.
Yeah.
And the only thing that can make me happy is if I sell gold on the first day. So I started from then on and I worked.
Now, tell me, do you feel like has your style evolved from the first project you put out to now? If there are any changes, what are those changes?
Yeah, naturally. I mean, we all grow. You know, we learn from our mistakes. We learn from our success. We learn from everything. And then we add on and you know, we grow like that. So I have grown musically as well. The first album I pretty much did on my own.
Yeah.
This one I have help from a lot of people that are good in music. Mm-hmm. It was mixed by Robin Call, you know, so he's a giant in the industry. And I recorded it with Elroy. He's really, really dope as an engineer. And I worked with George Avakian in his studio. So just on a technical side, you know, yeah. I had really, really good assistance. And then beats wise, I was working with the top talented guys in South Africa. I had Muzi from Durban coming in. I had 6-4. I had, you know, Muzi, right? Yes. Yeah. Yeah, so I had 6-4. I had new guys from Pretoria. Yeah.
Nice one. If you just joined us right now, we are talking to Ifani. Let's take a track from Ifani. When we come back, Ifani and Nadia are going to collaborate for a brand new song which will be produced here today.
Chovicho!
City's number one DJ
is invading your eardrum.
O'Neal
with a hottest exclusive.
O'Neal
worldwide.
Write down my tears, dry up my face. I remember vividly you said goodbye. You can't deny, girl, you didn't believe it. You didn't believe. I guess where I am, I guess I have made it. And I used to say, Baba, jonga, lonke ixesha. Baba, jonga, lonke ixesha, jonga ixesha, jonga ixesha, jonga. Lonke ixesha, jonga ixesha, jonga ixesha, jonga. Lonke ixesha.
Say it today. Ah, don't save it for tomorrow.
I am money.
Write down my tears, dry up my face. You were right about my bliss, that pain on your face, I can't forget. Let's just say, as long as you got the life that you want, I can't say that I got this, cause I got this your way. Running around in the streets, pretending that I'm okay. And I used to say, Baba, chonga, lonke ixesha. Baba, chonga, longe ixesha, chonga ixesha, chonga ixesha, chonga, longe ixesha, chonga ixesha, chonga ixesha, chonga, longe ixesha, chonga, 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 chonga. They're busy. Ha! Uyanditanda, kanti unture. I love Becky. They're busy. Ha! Andiva. Baba, chonga. Lonke ixesha, Baba, chonga. Lonke ixesha, chonga ixesha, chonga ixesha, chonga. lonke ifesha, jonga ifesha, jonga ifesha, jonga. Lonke ifesha, jonga, 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 jonga. They don't know me. I'm an innovator, trendsetter with Wi-Fi. You know my lines from a song by Casper. Yeah, yeah. I'm a friendly ghostwriter too. And I live my life along the way, cause I know I'm gonna die along the way. And I have haters, how I wish they could die along the way. Cherry yami di tlele ku sis doli. Where's sis doli? Kau yekin da bazam. Shut up and dance. Stop looking at me now. Shut up and dance, man. Journalist. Shut up and dance. Who am I dating? Yeah. Shut up and dance, man. Do I have a crush on Uzi's? Or shut up and dance, man.
Baba, jonga, longe ifesha. Baba, jonga.
Yeah, this song is so bipolar. This song is so bipolar.
Like, I'm telling you. You don't know what to do.
Dude, like, what are you doing to us?
Yeah.
He's out here doing high notes as well. Shout out to you, man. Oh.
Thank you.
Big up yourself.
Thank you so much, guys.
So, clearly, you're featuring Donald on this
Donald,
song.
Donald, yes.
Tell me about working on this. Sounds like you had fun working on this.
Yo, my man. Yo, every time it plays, I remember the days, you know, because we made it over 3 sessions.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I worked with Donald last. So, he came through and he killed it. Like, he did a marvelous job.
Yeah. Like, look, I had no idea the transition would just lead us into this place where it was just so much energy and it's would you say this is what the album sounds like?
This is, I don't want to say this is how the album sounds like, but there is creativity in the album, you know. There's a lot of changes, because what I like to do with my music, I'd like to take myself and make myself in the music. What that means is I have what do they call this thing? I'm not bipolar. Well, you know, okay. I just have, I just want to put it out there. I just have like contrasting personalities, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
So I've gone through a lot of psychometric tests where they came to me and they were like, Ifani, we hate to tell you this, but my friend, you belong to the 5% of the world.
Okay.
Which means don't be mad, but you know, you can't be fully a musician and you can't be fully structured like an engineer, so to speak.
Okay.
So they always told me that I had to do both.
Nice.
You know, I had to be structured and I had to be crazy.
Well, you're home, yeah.
Yeah, so that's me. So
it's the home of the crazy.
Oh, really? Yeah, so that's me right here. So the song represents that part of my brain, you know, that I'm soft, I'm calm, and then out of nowhere I go, shut up and dance, man!
Okay.
You know, it's turn up.
Okay. Now, we're also hanging out with the lovely Nadia Nakai.
Yeah.
What we try and do here, we try and create music on the spot.
Cool.
The artists that we bring in here, you know, they vibe off of each other, they jam, and we try to create music, because I think it's very important for those that follow us or that those that listen to you to know creatively how it begins,
where
it comes from, and to see the beginning, the genesis of the music that's been made. Mm-hmm. This is one of the reasons why we have live instruments in the studio. So, with your permission, I'd like Junior here to play something, and you guys can just feel your way around the sound, and then let's create something.
Okay. Right?
You can lead the way. Either one of you guys can lead the way. It's cool.
Let's hear. But it has to be a little bit faster. You're too slow and mellow for me. Like, on the real, it has to be a bit fast tempo, you know?
Uh-oh. Yo, when a lady tells you that, my man. Woo!
I didn't mean it like that. I don't know why they made it sexual. It honestly does not say anything about the man. I meant it musically, guys. This is actually so funny, because this always happens in the studio when you're actually talking about stuff and they're like, ah, that's what she meant the night before. And I'm like, nah, I can't hear it.
Well, the problem with pasta is that it finishes fast.
That's the thing,
and then
my
you
man.
Complain.
Then
you
complain.
Okay, slow down.
What do you want?
Okay, you know what? Okay, it's fine. Yeah. Funny.
So slow.
Go ahead. Take control, okay. And I will follow.
Okay.
You want me to lead?
Yeah, isn't it? You said it's too fast. Now it's going to end quickly.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Let's go.
Cool.
Try sing, baby. Where did you go last? I'm playing. It's a joke.
Like she was playing with me. She said it was a joke. She said it was a joke.
Gonna float much sicker. Niggas wanna roll, tryna jock on the zipper. I'm the top chart chicka with my low part thicker. Man, I'm so cocky, I'm on that jigger. So they say the Zim dollar only gonna drop quicker. But as I get bigger, ZEEs get richer. That's how I became that champagne sipper. So rock next morning, throwing out the malt liquor.
She said it was a joke. Now I look like that oak. I'm not so stoked. Not at all. I'm on Cliff Central, baby. Don't you wanna marry me? Marry me, marry me, marry me, marry me. Don't you wanna marry me?
No.
Marry me, marry me. Marry me, marry
where my
me.
Money? Where my money, Ifani?
I told her, can you please marry me? Can we please carry me? I'll take you down, carry me. What you wanna say, girl?
No.
Say, girl?
No.
Say what, girl?
No. You gotta put a ring on a finger.
Oh, man.
Where's my money, Ifani?
Oh, she thinks I am Jigga. Huh? She thinks I got a lot of money. But my thing is kinda bigger. And baby girl, it's not funny.
Why you gotta go there? I thought you were in gold in a day. Where we going with it? You know, isn't that your pay day?
Oh, girl, I get paid every single hour. Hey, you can come through and take a shower. But we can talk about this any other time. I'll bring you flowers. Maybe you can raise up like self-raising flower. You know it's about that time, man. Bring the power. Yeah, Cliff Central, you know it's about that
time. Oh, my God.
Put the ring with that thing. I'll put the ring with that thing. I'll come on you. Now, dear, I'll pull the ring with that thing. I'll go tell that central.com.
Central.com. That's funny because my man's name .com.
That's why I said that.
Yeah.
It's called the punchline. Yeah.
All right, Ken.
Oh, my God.
You guys want space?
Hey?
Can we give you guys space?
No, just time.
Oh, okay.
So take time.
Sure,
I'm marinating right now, my man. It's called marinate, you know.
Oh, okay. I see.
2 years from now, I'm going to be like, remember that time when we were in Cliff Central, you know, when .com is replaced by .co.za? You know what I'm saying?
And you guys are both from East London, by the way. Where are you from?
.co.za.
No, for real, in East London, where are you from?
Oh, I'm from PE.
Oh, you're from PE? Yeah, I thought you're from the Eastern Cape. No, but that isn't it. Wait, where's PE, guys?
It's close. You are very close.
Okay, just making sure before I
he hasn't blunder. Taken you to go meet the parents yet?
No, it's not that time yet. Like, that takes time.
Let's talk about it.
You want to marry me, he's quite not sure. You need to holler at him.
We need to talk about .com. Seriously, why is he called .com?
Oh, because his surname is Nkula. And in high school, they used to say, oh, yeah, they couldn't say his surname, so they'll call him Kulula. It's like, oh, yo, Kulula.com. Remember, that was their slogan, and then they ended up just saying .com. And that's how that happened.
Wow, does he love that name?
He does. Actually, he's just learned to own it. And I mean, that's what people know him as. So it's too late to change it. He's tried to change it, like Daddy Cool Dot and stuff like that. But it's too late now because he did the dancing. I mean, he traveled to Russia and he choreographed, so he think he can dance. And they all know him as .com. So it's a bit too late to.
So he's a choreographer?
Not my, well, it depends where, but like.
Yo, yo, out.com. Yeah. Our brother got moves.
But no, he is a choreographer. Yeah, his history's from dance, but now he's moving into music. He started rapping, but now he's moving more into R&B as well. So,
R&B.
Have you heard the new song, The One?
No.
The remix featuring Reason.
You the one.
I'm the one. He's singing about
me.
Yo.
Yay.
He so, has to be singing about me. Who else would he be singing about though?
So is he as big as .com? Oops.
Cliff Central.
Cliff Central is so unnecessary.
Cliff Central. My mate.
Oh my gosh.
Like, hey, but this radio is nice though.
It is dope. Like I was outside and I was expecting just water and like a polystyrene cup. I had like a choice. Cupcakes. It was milkshake.
Yeah, you don't get that like, nowhere.
No.
Man.
I mean, this charger, whose is it? It just appeared.
That's how they roll down here, man.
Guys, just do me a favor. Mm. Some of our listeners are just here just to come check you guys out. There's Tato. Uh-huh. Tato is with their sister. Can you give a shout out to Tato?
Shout out, Tato.
Shout out. Claps.
Hey, you guys have a crew here.
Yes,
nice. Audience.
Oh, by the way, happy birthday, Cliff Central.
Happy.
It's a year. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you. Man. Tato, do you want to come over to the mic
and say something?
She looks so scared.
Say hello to Ifani. Say hello, Mr. Himani.
Wait.
The mic is off, Shane.
I have a
man.
Question for Ifani after
Imani.
This.
You do?
I do.
Okay, just keep that question.
I will.
Okay, we're sorting ourselves out here.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to speak to Tato real quick.
Yo, okay. I need it.
I like your hair, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's a dope color. What do you call that color? Turquoise?
It's turquoise, but I call it fuchsia.
Fuchsia.
I feel like fuchsia is just so much better to say. Like, the color is fuchsia.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because normally you say fuchsia pink to, like, show the brightness of the pink.
Oh, is it?
So I don't want to say fuchsia turquoise because turquoise is already fuchsia. I don't know.
Hello, hi. Hi.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah. Okay. Oh, we're back here.
Let's talk to Tato.
Oh, there's the mic. I thought you were coming in here. Hi.
Hi, shout out Nadia. I love you so much.
Thank you so much.
You were a great host at Back to the City, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Shout out to Ifani. See, the gold. And yeah, shout out to Cliff Central. Happy birthday.
Can you give a shout out to 5 of your Twitter followers?
At Ifani underscore.
shout out to Poppy underscore love. I know she loves this show. Shout out to Teboho. I love her as well. Shout out to
at Ifani.
Shout out to Ed Refile. And shout out to the whole crew, man.
At don't shout out Ifani because he doesn't follow anyone.
At Ifani.
No. He doesn't. Okay, you know he doesn't follow you. He follows nobody.
He's going to be back, Ifani.
You'll be the one person.
Right, you're going to come burn me.
All right, so you had a question for Ifani.
I did. Yes. I have this thing that I'm going through right now, and some people tell me it's a transition phase.
Uh-huh.
And I felt like I just need to ask someone that's more in the industry
more
than
closer.
I am.
Oh, okay.
No. Damn.
All right, okay. Like you have enough of that at home, ne?
Yeah.
I hear you.
Like, how do you deal with, obviously you get haters. How do you deal with it? Because, like, I've deleted social media 100 times and reinstalled it on my phone. But, like, how do you deal with just having people think that they have an opinion? And, like, sometimes it hurts, but, like, how do you move forward from that?
Remember now, that's what you are there for. You know, you are there to make people talk. You are there to make people feel a kind of way. Sometimes that kind of way, think of it like this. Think of it like your life is in a movie.
Mm.
You know, Denzel Washington can play a bad guy who everyone hates when they're watching the movie. But the actual Denzel, they don't hate that person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they don't hate the you. You know, they just have all these things to say about the brand. So take what they say, make it whatever you want to make it, and then continue. Because really, they're not talking about you at all.
Yeah. Can I just add something?
Yeah.
Become as small as possible. No one will see you.
What do you mean? My man.
No. I'm going somewhere with this.
Okay. Let's wait.
Which is impossible. You can't go as small as possible. You can't become smaller. You can only develop. And in order for you to make it in whatever industry that you're in, you have to become bigger.
Yeah.
And the bigger you become, that's when the recognition comes, right?
Yeah.
So for me, it's impossible. You cannot not be recognized. Now the recognition is either going to be people who love you and those that hate you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's they can't be separated. If you grow, the haters will grow.
Yeah,
and those that love you will grow.
Yeah.
But if you become smaller to a point where you are non-existent, there's no point in talking about you because you do not exist.
Yeah.
That's just how it is. So I think it's just one of those things that you have to learn to
just
to
deal with.
And I don't think in the game right now there was anyone who started with as much hate as I got. Because remember how I came out? You know, everyone said I was a gimmick. I was a one-hit wonder. I couldn't rap. I am whack. Like, I got the worst hate ever.
How did you deal with that?
Like I said, you know, you take what they say.
Yeah.
Because to me, it's like I'm saying, it's like a movie when people talk. I'm like, okay, so you saying this and this and this about me. This is what makes you talk about Ifani. Then I do exactly that to make you talk some more. So you're like, hey, he's a gimmick,
Then
I embrace it, you know. Then I do something that's gimmick to make you say, I told you it's gimmick. Then I switch and I rap fast and I'm like, what now?
Yeah.
Nice.
You know?
Can we get back to the music?
I switch and I do this and I'm like, what
yes,
now?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So we're coming back.
Yeah.
City's number one DJ is invading your eardrum.
O'Neal
with a hottest exclusive.
O'Neal
worldwide.
Tula di vile, safuna di kile. Umlomo u dangerous, coins make a lot of noise and paper is very quiet.
Hush, 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 hush.
Le, yi VIP.
VIP, kwetini.
Ayonda wo yo zimas.
Puma.
Lesi
rock,
ayo begin.
No.
Aizo jigeles, ufane one bambi san. Hambu yo span. Kawu yegi phone. Hambu yo pan. Mamuza kungene tywaleni umndana wakho noba ufuni ka wena mncedanga ngeni ngamandla oba wo thina sine options sine options like check or savings
check or savings
teta ufuna ndoni biza biza spana wari biza ndiza kuyiswipe ngoku
she's asking a question and I'll be alive if I say no. Otando lo akula nbiza. Andipali lo angane visa. But your body is a killer, baby. Will I be alive in the morning? Ning, ning.
Tata Pula, settle down. Settle down. Settle down. I'm trying to settle down. Sort of rich and kind of famous. Zero wives, all my money is mine. And I've got a business on the side. Just to be safe, I'm condomizing my safe. Safe, safe, safe. Peace. What are we doing tonight? I've been thinking of settling down. Crying like I'm addicted to cash, baba. The pants will chat to Musobuka Mandela. She's asking a question, and I'll be a liar if I say no. Otando lo akulan biza, andipali lo angane visa, but your body is a killer, baby. Will I be alive in the morning? Ning, ning. Tata Pula, settle down, settle down, settle down. I'm trying to settle down.
City's number one DJ.
It's invading your eardrum.
O'Neal.
With a hottest exclusive.
O'Neal.
Worldwide.
Flow so cold that I'm so frightening. All these basics just wanna fight me. Cause in the muslia, but fana like me. Plus I'm yellow bone and I'm so enlightening. Junga, these hips don't lie. All of them they can't deny. All of them they ask me why. Never met a girl so fly. Swag on diva, raps on ether, verse on preacher, flows ya chisa.
Ah, is that how we do it? Thought you got rich, thought you got another bitch. Can we go to the beach? How funny is Stitch? So bad stingy, cliffy. Hi, hey money. Straight from a blower, from a mama to a cliff central is Yawa. Selling on a dia akaya, oh akaya. Siapi, asifani, asispani. And the valley, and the chali, the apaya, ka, the yambende banken in there. Get a crack. That's how I always roll, man. Free from the head, man. It's free from the start, man. Free from the first day I was born, man. First day I went gold, man. First day I went gold, man. Who's selling? Who's selling? Who's selling? Who's selling better than me?
I feel like he just went a cast bonus. Yeah.
It's a joke. It's a joke. Shade. It's a joke.
Well, this is Shady FM, ladies and gentlemen. We're hanging out with Nadia and Akai. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay, cool. Now, in terms of projects, what are you working on at the moment?
I was supposed to release my EP in May, and then I just pushed it out a bit because I feel like I'm not ready for that. Probably in August. I want it to be perfect. I'm not getting stomach ulcers like Afani though. I made up with him about 2 months ago and he was stressing, so I know how much blood and sweat he put in this album.
Yeah.
And then I'm releasing my music video for my new song featuring Ice Prince, Sako Inam, soon, hopefully in the next 2 weeks. And then my next single is actually with an international artist, but I can't say who yet.
Oh yeah.
That's really excited about that. So, yeah.
I really want to know who that is. But anyway, in terms of, you mentioned Ice Prince. Is he the only one from the continent that you have on?
I'm working with Banky W now as well.
Nice. Okay.
But yeah, at the moment, talking about outside South Africa, yes, yeah, he's the only one so far.
And your album is out.
Yeah, my album is out.
Yeah, tell us about that. Is it already out for purchase?
Yes, my album dropped on the 29th of April. That's the day it went gold. And we're selling more copies now. A lot of fans are saying we should get it to platinum. So I'm on the road.
What was the strategy?
Well, the strategy here was to, like I said, to pre-sell the album. Uh-huh. I partnered with a lot of people, man. Like a lot of companies came in here, including Twitter itself. Twitter, when I started the campaign, they retweeted to over 5 million people around the world.
Okay.
Yeah, so there was like a lot of people looking at this project from the get-go. I went to every radio station in the country. I went Western Cape, KZN, like every province you can think of to promote this album. I went to half of the Musica stores. I was there promoting. We printed out flyers, thousands and thousands of flyers. I had a team working in the Eastern Cape pushing out flyers and posters. I was selling this to every single soul. And as you can imagine, my man, out of the 20,000 I got 100,000 no's, you know, to get to 20,000 yeses. So it was a lot of work.
Tell me one thing you can't stand about the industry.
The boundaries.
Okay.
Explain. I cannot stand the boundaries. I cannot stand people saying no before they even give you a chance. You know what I'm saying? Because when I came out and I said, I want to do something that hasn't been done, the first thing you're going to get is no. When you say something, when you have a dream, my man, and you say, I dream of having a helicopter, the first thing people say is, it's impossible.
Tell me one thing that you can't stand about the industry, Nadia.
I think the double standards of it. There's a lot of things I can't stand in the industry. But, okay, before I say double standards, because that's too much of an explanation of why I'm saying that, I think more just the two-facedness of it, where people in front of your face act like they're your friend and they have your best interest, and then behind your back they're talking some other smack. So the industry itself, the whole industry itself is hard.
That's like
you need tough skin, and sometimes you feel defeated and sometimes you persevere. So, yeah.
And you know what else I can't stand? I can't stand that the fact that like Nadia is not so huge right now. Maybe this is coming from a personal point of view, because I've seen her coming up from, you know, years back.
Yeah.
And she's always been dope. She always had that presence. I always felt like all she needed was to be marketed and put out there, you know. It kind of sucks for me personally to see her, you know, where she is right now. She should be worlds
bigger than she
like
is,
way, way bigger, man.
Yeah.
She's got the energy. She's got the delivery. She's got the work ethic. She's a full package. I can't stand to see it like this right now.
Big up yourself, man. Are you based here in Joburg?
Yeah. I'm based here.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
So how are you finding Joburg? Because I know you're from KZN, right?
No, Eastern Cape.
PE. Oh, you're from Eastern Cape.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Cool. Because for some reason, people talk about how it's hard to break in here because people are so cliquey. The industry is so cliquey. Do you find that as well? Is that something you're experiencing?
Here's the thing. You see what you want to see at all times. That's just how life is like. If you're looking for trouble, you'll find trouble. If you're looking for success, you'll find success. So I've always looked at Josie as a success.
Okay.
And that's what I've ran for. That's what I've gone for. That's what I'm receiving.
Okay. Nadia?
Yes.
Thank you very much for making the time to be here.
Thank you so much. I have to run, though. I have people demanding my time.
Okay. Right.
Thank you so much for having me, though.
Shout out to
.com.
Shout out to Banky W.
Banky W?
Yeah. Hey.
BankyW.com.
Oh, my God. Really?
Okay, no, listen.
I'm taking another milkshake to go home with, though.
Promises next time you'll come by again with another single and share
definitely
it with us.
I will.
Would love to have you again here.
I'm going to be coming back to record your promo, so.
Yeah, so
oh,
do
yeah,
that.
You'll see
so do that. I find he's going to do the same thing. Big up yourself, man. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
And congratulations on all your success. We look forward to you going platinum.
Thank you, my man. But I cannot leave here without convincing you, my man, especially, to buy a copy of my album.
I will go get your copy of your album.
I won't even wait for you to go get it, my man. I brought it. You know, I'm that kind of hustler.
Nice.
You know, so everyone who's in studio right now, I'm about to sell. I like to let everyone listening, I'm about to sell 4 copies right now. So add that to the telly.
Yeah,
do you have a pocket pass?
A what?
Okay, you guys can do this outside.
You know, we can swipe our cards.
Swipe.
You need a swipe machine.
I'll give it to you on consignment. I got this.
No.
All right, guys. Enjoy yourselves and enjoy your weekend. Thank you very much to my man here, Junior.
Thanks so much, man. It's a pleasure being here.
And of course, Tish, for stopping by.
Yeah, good to see you, man.
Oh, jeez. Ladies, man. Guys, big up yourself. And shout out to you, Tato, and your sister. And of course, happy birthday to us.
Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.